During NAIDOC Week this year, the first National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Women's Conference in 30 years was held in Sydney. The Social Justice Commissioner, June Oscar, was a keynote speaker. And in her speech, she called women our most undervalued and essential resource, a situation that she hopes to rectify. June's been travelling across the country on a listening tour. Wiyani Yutungi aims to raise the voices of Indigenous women and girls about their challenges and their aspirations. During a recent stop in Sydney, June spoke to Away's Rudy Bremer about the project. But she began by explaining why she, along with all of her predecessors as Social Justice Commissioner, Mick Dodson, Bill Jonas, Tom Carmer, why they've all called on the Federal Parliament to commit to achieving constitutional reform in 5 years.
There was a joint submission made to the Joint Select Committee, chaired by Patrick Dodson and Julian Lisa, and they have provided the country with their midterm report. There's a final report being presented to Parliament later on in the year. So they're open for submissions. We have made a submission, a joint submission, as all of the persons who had occupied the position of the Social Justice Commissioner over 25 years. So there's reports that have been presented to Parliament by each of those commissioners, as I will next year, on issues to do with constitutional reform and recognition, particularly around the removal of racist clauses in the Australian Constitution.
It's difficult to discuss women within sort of a separate group of the population as a whole, because what affects us will ultimately affect everyone. And I guess that's why I was curious about the way that the work you've been doing around constitutional recognition has been affected or will be affected by the discussions that you've been having with women in communities on a grassroots level.
Well, women have raised a wide variety of issues that are important to them, and a lot, you know, including having a voice, being recognised in this country. But they've also raised issues around out-of-home care, the high incarceration rates of young people, of women, of poor housing, of access to services, education, health issues. So women are raising, a huge variety of issues, but they're also offering some real wonderful insights into what change would look like of some of these issues that they struggle with, and constitutional reform, treaty, truth telling are all part of the conversations that we're having with women and girls out there today.
Wiyani U Tangani. In Bunuba language, it means women's voices.
That's right.
And it's the name of the listening tour that you've been doing since you took on the role as Social Justice Commissioner.
That's right. We started in March this year.
How's it been going?
Well, it's a lot of travel, so a lot of in and out of aeroplanes and long stretches of driving on community roads or back roads. It's been a wonderful opportunity to travel to these communities, to meet with, senior women, cultural bosses, women who are doing amazing things in their communities, and with the young women there. The young women who are at home with their little ones or either working in these organisations, and the young girls at secondary school. So we've been able to engage with women and girls right across the country. We started off in March this year in Mildura, so in Barkindji country, and we're advertising the visits through our social media and through contact with local organisations. So we're promoting it through those channels. We have had, gatherings from as small as, you know, 8-10 people to having 60, 70, 80 people in the room. And we have heard from, you know, young women who are attending secondary school, who are attending different programs, learning programs across the country. And we've met in, you know, the big cities. We've met out in community and in regional centres because we want to be able to hear from the diversity of women and voices in all of these situations, all of these places and spaces that we occupy.
The focus of this listening tour has been to hear from women and girls in communities about their successes as well as their concerns. Are you noticing any particular themes coming through at the moment?
We're not approaching these communities with a set agenda, identifying, you know, the things that we want to talk about. So we're approaching this project within a very strong human rights framework, so that respects each and every woman and girl and their voice and their right to their voice on the issues that matter for them. But we approach the conversation in asking women and girls to identify what it is that motivates them, encourages them, supports them. What are these supports? What do they look like? Who is it that supports them? Why do they do the things that they do in a positive way that contributes to family, community, and their lives? And we're hearing, you know, some very unique thoughts from women and girls, but also similar. People are saying being an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander woman gives us strength, gives us pride in being who we are, and to stand for things that are important to us. So language, country, culture, kin, community, family, they're all important elements in, you know, individual women's lives, but we're hearing that message right across.
It's been really interesting to see some of these discussions played out, even just within sort of the month around NAIDOC week, because the theme was, of course, because of her, we can. Did you notice a shift in the way that people were talking about womanhood and being an Aboriginal woman or a Torres Strait Islander woman sort of around that time?
Look, I think it's fair to say that we noticed, and it certainly was in the spotlight, that I'm here, I'm proud, I'm black and I'm deadly and I'm, you know, I'm here to do my stuff. And we saw all of the diversities of what that meant to each and every woman and girl during that time. And it was fabulous here in Sydney at the Women's Conference. We heard from so many amazing women and saw performances and heard from young women and as well as senior women in the political struggle, but women who have risen to leadership positions, women who have, you know, acknowledged the incredible women in their lives who made sacrifices, who encouraged decisions to be made when times were tough for them and their families, for, you know, the next generation to come along and take advantage of, you know, the paths and the decisions that were created and made for these women. So I saw a lot of proud black women during that time in Sydney, as I'm continuing to see right across the country. But we also know and we are also hearing that there are many things that challenges women and girls across this country.
One of the things that I've noticed you discussing as a challenge that Aboriginal women, Indigenous women are facing is the high rates of detention and imprisonment. And I got the sense that that was something that has been coming up within this listening tour you've been doing as well.
Yes, we've heard and we have visited some of the women's prisons. Certainly in Western Australia, we when we went out to Kalgoorlie, we visited women in the women's prison there. We visited Geraldton. We went out and visited women at Grenough. And we heard from them. And, you know, these women are mothers. They're mothers. They have experienced trauma in their lives. They are women who have been calling out and seeking help, and unfortunately also experiencing some of the horrors and the horrific experiences out there in society. That is, you know, they've shared with us some of the struggles around access to support outside and inside. And so I think, you know, when we look at why it is that some of these women are returning to you know, being incarcerated, I think we have to understand what it is that these women are challenged with. How can we focus the support around the prevention of these women returning to these prisons? How do we really truly understand and appreciate their story, their journey, and how they see that the supports can be truly effective in you know, changing the lives and their life experiences? And how do we empower women to believe in change? And because certainly the desire is there for change, but we all have the need to reach out for supports during times of real challenge. And it's really sad that some of the supports aren't there. Some of the basic supports aren't there.
It is actually quite profound that this is going to be an entire report that focuses on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. It's somewhat the landmark paper.
Timing is absolutely critical, because we do want to have an impact when we, you know, the Australian Human Rights Commission and myself as the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner presents this report to the Prime Minister, to the Attorney General, and to the Parliament, because it is a report that will carry the voices of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. And it's the first time the Social Justice Commissioner's report will be focused on the issues that matter for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. For me, it went without saying that I should dedicate a focus early in my term on the voices of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and the issues that matter for them, and to offer their suggestions, their priorities in terms of policy setting and government investment, to invest in what it is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are wanting to see change, and to be the drivers of those changes. So this will be the first time that this has happened. And I think it's time, because the time before this year, back in 1986, was when the federal government engaged with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women as a collective, and they gave their voices to the Aboriginal Women's Task Force that presented to the Department of Aboriginal Affairs back then the Women's Business Report, which presented women's views on, you know, important issues for women back then. And some of those issues are still relevant and important today. So, you know, it's a long time since that report, 30 years, and I think it's time.
June Oscar, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. She was speaking there with Away's Rudy Bremer.